This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Governments around the world are taking steps to reopen countries. Spain's prime minister says the hard-hit nation will target the second half of May for what he called the country's horizon of de-escalation. That's when Pedro Sanchez's government and others will attempt to exit from strict coronavirus containment measures. Sanchez requested an extension of the current lockdown through May 9th while speaking to Parliament on Wednesday. He said easing restrictions will be slow and gradual. The World Health Organization has warned that relaxing lockdowns too soon could lead to a resurgence of the coronavirus. President Donald Trump said Wednesday morning he will sign an order pausing the issuance of green cards for at least 60 days. It's a move that will potentially close the U.S. off to tens of thousands of people. President Trump said the short break on the arrival of those granted permanent residency is to protect the U.S.'s healthcare system and American jobs. Critics of the president accuse him of using the health crisis as an excuse to pursue a hardline immigration policy to appeal to his conservative supporters in an election year. President Trump's Wednesday morning tweet says he has instructed the U.S. Navy to fire on any Iranian ships that harass it at sea. The president saying via Twitter, "I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats." This comes hours after Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said it launched the country's first military satellite into orbit. Last week, 11 Revolutionary Guard boats came dangerously close to U.S. ships in the Gulf. We have more on this story and others on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Governments are eager to find a vaccine for COVID-19. The United States and China are among countries currently doing trials. British health officials said Oxford University is set to begin testing a vaccine candidate on people on Thursday. Officials caution it could take until at least early next year before a vaccine is available to the public. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert Redfield told the Washington Post Tuesday that a second wave of coronavirus infections could strike later this year. He said that wave could be even more difficult than what the U.S. and other countries are experiencing right now, and it could start as flu season begins. European Union leaders will hold talks on Thursday to discuss ways to revive the economy. The coronavirus pandemic is expected to lead to the 27-nation bloc's deepest recession. Reuters reports reviving the EU's economy is a divisive issue because it concerns European solidarity in the crisis, which includes member countries' willingness to share costs. President Trump said Tuesday there are now 20 states that are preparing to reopen businesses and their economies in the very near future. The president saying those states amount to about 40% of the country. The president also hailed the Senate's passing of the latest nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief funding package for small businesses. U.S. House lawmakers could vote on the passing the legislation as early as Thursday. The president would then be able to sign the measure into law. U.S. State of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says the White House is promising to help the state double its coronavirus testing capacity. Governor Cuomo met with President Trump Tuesday at the White House. New York is the country's coronavirus epicenter. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa unveiled a $26.3 billion budget to help the country recover from the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. President Ramaphosa said Tuesday in a nationally televised address, the budget will address the hunger and social distress the pandemic has caused among South Africa's poorest citizens. The coronavirus threatens thousands of prisoners currently being held in extremely crowded South Sudanese facilities. Now the Human Rights Watch is urging the country's prison authorities to release pretrial detainees and prisoners who have served most of their terms. Clashes between government forces and Taliban insurgents have killed about 60 combatants on both sides in Afghanistan Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.